Efforts continue to help end the crisis in the Central African Republic, which started in December 2012 when rebels attacked government forces and seized a number of towns and cities. The conflict, which has claimed over 1,000 lives, continues between Christian and Muslim communities. The African-led mission, MISCA, and French forces are helping to stabilize the situation in the country, which now has a new interim president who was elected last month. The Central African Republic is facing a serious humanitarian crisis, as Jens Laeke, spokesperson for the UN humanitarian agency OCHA, points out.
In Central African Republic, population of 4.6 million people, we have now 825,000 internally displaced people, of whom 400,000 are in Bangui alone.
About 100,000 of the displaced people have now sought refuge at the country's international airport in Bangui. The World Food Programme is providing food to the displaced people, but it has faced problems bringing in supplies from neighbouring Cameroon. Elizabeth Piers is WFP spokesperson in Geneva.
There are no custom officer and there are road problems. They are blocked because of insecurity. We had a convoy of 10 trucks were able to cross, but it's not enough. We still have 43 trucks blocked at the border carrying WFP food, and we hope they will come across. The African Mission for Central Africa has sent another armed escort to the border between CAR and Cameroon.
As in all conflicts, the UN Children's Agency, UNICEF, is concerned about the plight of children who are particularly vulnerable and traumatized. And not only that, they miss out on schooling, which is critical for preparing them to make their contribution to building their country in the future. UNICEF spokesperson Patrick McCormick says amidst the continuing fighting in the Central African Republic, some children are going back to school in temporary classrooms.
UNICEF and partners are setting up temporary classrooms for over 20,000 displaced school children, mostly in Bangui, but we are starting up some also in the northwest of the country. In these sorts of times, the schools were destroyed, and in these sorts of times, children really need some sort of normality back in their lives, and school is one way of doing that. So we've made this a priority, and we will be doing this as long as we have to before we can start hopefully working with the government to get the normal schools back working.
Patrick McCormick said despite the security issues, UNICEF now has more than 150 staff on the ground in the Central African Republic. Derek Imbata, United Nations.